Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg and Polokwane 28, Mbombela 29 degrees. Cabinet is set to give its final approval of Finance Minister Enokolonwane's reworked budget speech today. The minister is expected to deliver his budget speech on Wednesday. The tabling of the budget was postponed last month over disagreements within the Government of National Unity regarding a proposed 2% value-added tax increase. The EFF in Tshwane says it will be picketing against Pick n Pay's unfair retrenchment practices today, which have severely impacted 51 staff members at the Silverwater Crossing Mall. The party is demanding that the company provide the affected staff members with the dignity and respect they deserve. The EFF's Bongani Ramontwa says this fight is aligned with Section 23 of the Constitution, which states that everyone has the right to fair labour practices.
Normally when you close the store, you had to give the employees an opportunity, or rather 3 months prior, to explain to them that the store will be closed and there will be retrenchment packages for them, and you have to get to do consultation with the employees and check if they will want the retrenchment or if they will want to be placed somewhere. And if they agree on the retrenchment, then you have to start assisting them in terms of the provident fund.
To the northwest now, where Electricity Minister Hosein Ramahopa will today lead an intergovernmental discussion to tackle electricity challenges in the province. Premier Lazarus Mahotsi will also be part of these talks, as Masachaba Sefularo reports.
Municipalities around the country owe Eskom an estimated 94 billion rand, which they're battling to settle, and face recurring infrastructure challenges and loss of revenue due to illegal connections. Madibeng receives power from the neighbouring city of Tshwane, which has previously issued a notice of disconnection due to an unpaid debt of over 120 million rand. The area also suffers bouts of outages due to faults in Eskom's lines feeding parts of Hartbeespoort, Brits and surrounding areas. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
9 members of the 12 Apostles Church in Trinity died in a bus accident on the N2 in KwaZulu-Natal. It's believed that a tyre burst caused the 82-seater bus to lose control while carrying congregants returning home from church. A 4-year-old is also among those killed. And finally, the 7th edition of the Joburg Film Festival is set to get underway tomorrow and last until Sunday in Sandton. This year's theme is the golden thread connected through stories. It's one of South Africa's biggest film events. Here's Festival Director Timothy Mangwedi.
Every day, theatre in the square, Nelson Mandela Square. We've got the 2 premieres we are showcasing in Hyde Park, Artistry, and we're also showcasing in 44 Stanley. Forge is more short films. We will be also showcasing The Last Ranger on Sunday. And then the theme this year is Made in Joburg for Africa and the World. We've got a masterclass by Angus Gibson. We've got panel discussions. We also have a youth-centred programme at JBX.
I'm Chanel September. More news at 11, or visit jacarandafm.com and click on news.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working.